The Master of Kinloch and His Lad. There were bad times in the past when there were many servants seeking places, and there were not many places for them. There was a farmer there, and he would not take any servant but one who would stay with him for 7 years, and who would not ask for wages but what he could catch in his mouth of seed corn when he would be thrashing corn in the barn. No one would take service with him. At last he said that he would let them plant their seed in the best ground he might have, and they should get his own horses and plough to make the drill, and his own horses to harrow it. There was a young farm boy there, and he said, "I will take the job with you." And the farmer set wages on the farm boy, and the bargain was that the wages the farm boy would get were to be as many grains of seed as he could catch in his mouth when they were beating sheaves in the barn, and he was allowed to plant the seed in the best land the farmer had, and he was to keep as much as he grew of that seed, and to put with it whatever seed he might catch in his mouth when he was thrashing the corn, and to plant that in the best land which the farmer had on the next year. He was to have horses and plough, or any other equipment he might want for planting or reaping from his master, and so on to the end of 7 years. That he should have 7 winters in the barn thrashing, 7 springs to plant, 7 summers of growth for the crop, and 7 autumns of reaping. And whatsoever the outcome of the farm lad's seed, that was the wage he was to have when he went away. The farm lad went home with his master, and always when he was thrashing in the barn, his master was thrashing with him, and he caught only 3 grains of seed in his mouth on that winter, and he kept these carefully till the spring came, then planted them in the best land the old man had. There grew out of those 3 stalks, and there were 60 good grains of seed on each stalk. The farm lad kept these carefully, and what grains he caught he put together with them. He planted these again in the spring, and in the autumn he had as good as he had in the year before. The farm lad put his seed by carefully, and anything he caught in his mouth when he was thrashing in the next winter, he put it with the other lot. And so with the farm lad from year to year till at last. To make a long story short, the farm lad planted in the last year every bit of ploughing land the old man had, and he had more seed to set, and the old man was nearly broke. He had to pay rent to the farmer next to him for the land on which the farm lad might set the excess seed he had, and he had to sell some of his cattle for want of ground on which they could graze, and he would not make a bargain in the same way with a farm lad for ever after.